Good morning. Today, I'd like to talk about the architectural application and maintenance for art holography. I was working in this field more than 20 years, and from the beginning, I tried to apply holograms to architectural space. Since then, a number of the work which are permanently installed in architectural space have been created. Some of my work had to be removed from the original place or moved to new place. Now, I'd like to talk about the report on the three works that has to be improved, the original space to new ones. The the changes in space for works require the special type of effort, which is required not only for art in general, but also but also for hologram. I would like to describe two different cases. Yes. Thank you. The case in which the works were moved and installed without changing their original form, and the others in a way that work were modified and reinstalled. But first, I'd like to introduce my own artworks and installation work, and then to introduce architectural work, and after that, report on the three works. I'm using various different kind of material and a different type of the hologram. This work, a multicolor rainbow hologram, the shadowgram, and of course the material, the silver heroid. And also this one also like this, and then the the image made from the brushwork and the multicolor transmission hologram. The size is quite large. And then the image, well, this work I showed at a special exhibition. It's a homage Van Gogh, 1919. It's a memorial years since Gogh died, and then the exhibition was held. The title was Homage Gogh, and in that exhibition, the artist who specialized the new technique or new media, the artist is supposed to create something new. Related to Gogh's work, and for me, the first time I tried to make the holographic image from the brushwork, and then after I found this way is just my way. I love very much this kind of the images. This is installation work. in the underground space. The space is the Retreti Art Center in Finland. It's an ordinary art center, and then this space is from the beginning, the purpose of the place, the art center are built. The space is not old something, and then the 1994 I was invited to show my work, this installation work, and then behind the hologram there's a pool, and I put the mirror under the water, and the holographic image is reconstructed by light, but light reflected on the mirror under the water, and you can see the water rip on the holographic images. And also, these are silver heroid reflection hologram. And also, I'm interested in the image from the nature. And also, depend on my idea, I choose the a different material of the hologram. And this work, this is the hologram, maybe very early time. This work I installed as a collection of art museum, and still they are shown. The color of the DCG hologram, for me, is very much attractive, and also I think it's very useful to decorate the as an interior something in the space in the room. I was making a lot of installation using DCG hologram. This one, the combination of the hologram and real small stone. This installation were shown maybe all over the world to travel more than myself. This installation, just I send only the hologram, and the other real material, always I ask the people to please prepare the domestic material. And then each time, maybe the quality and the material a little bit different, but I like very much such condition. This is also the DCG works. Looks like wall hang time decoration. This work also the same the former one, but the installation work with the water. With water effect. Sometimes, the light, the combination of light and water, it's a very attractive, I think, attractive way for the art, for the people. When the people see the water effect, I think the mentally people love. People could be relaxed, and people love such effect. This one is the installation. This installation work is not only the holograms, but also I use dichroic mirror glasses. Dicroic mirror glass, the effect is very similar of the DCZ hologram. The reflection on the dichroic mirror, they have the color and also the shadow has the color and reflection and the shadow, they are different color. And also, well, the if you well, from the different view angle, maybe you will see the different color. These are effect very similar, DCZ, especially reflection hologram. And after I worked in the holographic field, I found the dichroic mirror, and then some of my installation I combined both material. These are much more architectural work I showed ARTEC in Nagoya. When I made this one, I was thinking something like a holography chandelier, and someday I wanted to install in the real building. Well, the next, I'd like to introduce the architectural work. This is maybe the first architectural work. I think it's 1985. It's a science expo in Tsukuba. This work installed in Japanese Mitsui Pavilion, but the expo, the period of expo almost about 6 months, and only the 6 months after that, this work take down, and it means just a temporary the holographic chandelier. And this work, the small halogen lamp also hung from the ceiling, and then the light source exit in between the holograms. This work, wall hung type decoration, this work is installed in underground, the ordinary working space, and the light source is the sunlight. The sunlight gathered from the rooftop of the building and guided by the optical fiber, and then the holographic image reconstructed by the sunlight, of course, in the daytime. And if it's rain or cloudy, the people can't see the image. And also, the people who are working in this room during the daytime, even they work the underground, the people knew about the weather. And this one also come from the same idea. And this work, a silver haloid reflection hologram. The architect wanted to install a big, large scale hologram. But at that time, it was very hard to make a large reflection hologram. And I combined four pieces as in one piece, and the laminate in the glasses, and then the hologram, well, front of the hologram, there is a wall, and then, the hologram and then the front wall, there's about 30, 40 centimeter, the distance, and then the hologram installed behind the wall, and the image also the image has a depth, and well, the space of the room as well, people could see the more bigger space. This one, the decoration for the entrance of the residence building, just the ordinary apartment, is a DCG hologram. I installed the hologram with not a real marble, but artificial glass. This is the object, and I create for the showroom of the housing company, and these objects are combined DCG hologram and dichroic mirror. This work, well, unfortunately, it's a showroom and the company, they want to rebuild that space, and this work take down right now. And then this case is just in the staircase decoration, is a private printing company. It just working, well, the factory. When the printing company moved to the new place, the president of the company, well, he is interested in to give the something to the people who are working, and the hologram, there's a limit. Limitation of the size and also the view angle. And when I had a big project in the building, sometimes it was very hard to use the hologram. And then in such a case, I'm using only the dichroic mirror glasses. Now, I'd like to introduce a few samples only using the dichroic mirror glasses. This is the side like that. It's in the commercial space. What is the atrium? It's a thick six floors. The height about 30 meters. It's quite huge spaces, and there's a escalator like that, and also there's elevator, but elevator, it's a see-through, and if the people move in elevator, people can see through the transparent glass to see this object from the first floor to sixth floors. This is another decoration. It's a food court, and during the daytime, when the direct sunlight come into the room, under the skylight, there's a table who people could. People could eat something at the table, and then when the direct sun come into this room, the people can see the beautiful, colorful, vivid color on the table or on the floor, and maybe the sun moved and color a little bit changed. This is also a similar idea. I finished maybe 2 years ago at Anna Hotel in Tokyo. Well, you know, from the with the direct sunlight, you can see the beautiful colorful shadows. And then at night, you can see the reflected color, and then also the shadow. This one, for me, I enjoyed very much to work this project. The architecture, when the architecture planned to create the building, he contacted me to install something, and then I collaborate with the architect from the beginning to start to plan the building, and this work combination of the DCG reflection hologram and the dichroic mirror, and then the sun come from the ceiling, and then well, this is maybe the late afternoon. We ate the special artificial light, and then depend on the condition of the light, this work. Maybe people will see a different condition. from now, a report on the three words, I'd like to talk about that. You know, 1985, Mitsui Pavilion, the science expo. Maybe the first case in which the hologram were installed in inside the part of the building, and the holograms have been used as a decoration in part of the building. Since then, the holograms have been used as decoration in part of the building, such as office building used to redesign interior, or newly designed public buildings used as decoration. However, since some old building need to be rebuilt or refurbished after 10 years, there have been a few cases where the hologram works had to be unfortunately removed. In the past years, I have seen a few consecutive work being removed or moved to new places. Unlike painting or sculpture, these works cannot be removed from the original place and installed at new space. Even if new sites are found, a number of problems need to be solved before actually moving the works there. In addition, each work has its own unique problem and therefore needs some unique solution. I will introduce the report on three cases where the hologram works actually move and to new site. The first one of the case A, the title is Mama of Aquarius, is the combination with the water effect. The hologram is a transmission, a large scale transmission, multicolor holograms. This hologram lamented in the glasses, the size about one hologram, the size of the one hologram is about 10, more than 10, what, 1.1 meter by 1.8 meters. Okay. And it's quite heavy, and then I have to remove this installation. And fortunate I found a new space. It's like that, and then all except the hologram, I have to install the other facility. For example, the mirror and the pool, and then light and so on. And then the final outlook is like this. This is like that. It's the installed at Centennial Hall. It's Tokyo Institute of Technology, and then it's open to public, and everybody can enter it. And the case B, this was it's a show window display. It's the window face to the intersection, and then the hologram is a DC reflection hologram, and then this showroom belonged to the showroom of the showroom of the Loteria, and then the showroom have to move the new building, but this installation is very hard to move to the original way, and I have to remake and redesigned. And also the whole things, I have to take down the hologram and to create the new frame, and I have to be careful with the ceiling. And this is a new design. It's like that. And the last one is also the DCG, the hologram. It's like more like objective things. This work is 1983. It's more than 20, almost 23 years old, and very, very old, I think. And then I have to move this work, and it was very hard to find the place where this work is shown there. But finally, anyway, I found. But the first problem, how to take down the hologram, it's very difficult. This is the scene of takedown. And then the basement is a real black granite, and the weight almost 250 kilogram, and the total maybe more than maybe 350 something like that, and it's a big job. And now this was the setup again, and the whole things I clean up the hologram, and then I shield it again, completed the shield again for clean up the frame. And these are scene of the setup like this. This work, the electrician were working, and the space, unfortunately, is the sunlight come, but not the direct sun. And I need real bright artificial light. And this is a special light, ceramic, not the halogen, ceramic, ceramic. Well, and you know, the long lifetime is about 6,000 to 10,000 hours, and then the only, you know, the well, the even 50 watt, but very bright, and also we need a condenser. And then the I designed the stand for the light, and also you know, the maybe very hot, the they have to guard the lamp, and then the light source come from the under the floor. The building is the brand new one, and then I ask, please make a hole the new floors, and they agree, and then I was very happy. And the work like that. The original space of this work is not so attractive, but finally, well, it takes long time to find the space like this. But finally, I'm very happy because this work looks much better than the original space, and this is the side like that, and the. Also, there is a stairs, and then the half of the stairs you can see the object from the from above. This is seen, and image like that is just my first work when I was young, and it's a night scene from the side of the building. It's a scene from the street. Well, even though the works are installed in part of the building, the building or an unavoidable refurbished or rebuilt after a few years, will lead to many problems there in inevitable. The type of the problem faced by hologram are common to all sort of artwork in general, and if the work are favorably evaluated, they will either be preserved at a new site, or unfortunately discarded. One big difference between the holograms and other artwork is that an all aspect of the environment, including the lighting system, must be considered, along with hologram themselves as essential factors. Considerable attention should be paid to the surrounding environmental building. Particularly the lighting condition, and therefore it takes a considerable amount of effort to find a new venue and set up a good installation environment for the hologram. The case C, it takes a year and a half to dismantle and transfer the hologram works and complete this entire construction and process. Even some repair work had to be performed on the hologram. The lighting system demand a considerable amount of ingenuity in order to strike out great balance. Fortunately, it was possible to find a new site for the three works well mentioned above. Yes, and the most big problem may be the durability of the hologram, and I hope the researcher resolve the durability of the hologram. I hope. Thank you.
Thank you, Setsuishi. What an amazing lateral thought process here. Okay, questions?
Carpe, we meet again. Sesko.
Yes.
Setsuko, when you were doing those large pieces, like the John Perry pieces, those big film pieces.
Yes.
Did you find your experience degradation of the quality of the film by the prolonged exposure of light on them?
Nathan, sorry.
So, printout.
Yes.
The large pieces,
yes,
from Perry.
Yeah, yeah.
They were illuminated for so long.
Yes.
Was there printout degradation?
Well, the silver haloid, my experience, it's okay to. And then especially, you know, the large one that they are installing in TIT, is that laminate in the glasses. It looks fine now, but I don't know in future what's going on.
John Perry's processing is pretty good, isn't it? And he's the best. So one more for Mark, and then we'll break for coffee.
Okay, hi, Cisco. Just to follow up on Fred's. You've been doing such a phenomenal work for such a long time. There must be some holograms you've installed that have suffered degradation, whether it's film, laminated, DCG, any medium you've worked in holography, in a public place exposed to variety of light, heat, whatever, UV in the case of things that are in proximity to street windows, as you showed. Of all the works you've done, surely some have degraded, no? Gone bad. Has one piece gone bad in a public place?
Well, DCG hologram, well, to show that in the same condition and with the same flame, that some of them, well, the image doesn't damage, but the immersion cut off the
bleeding this, on the edges.
Well, yeah, but I can see the something the like a Newton ring, the just the edge of the glasses. Maybe that one, if it take the time, maybe go into that. But now, still, maybe around the 20 years, it's okay. That one, I use the optical cement. But, yes.
Here's the pivotal part of the question, since this is about art. And in an ideal world, people will pay us all the big bucks. When it happens, and then 5, 10, 15, 20 years from then, they've paid us $20,000, $200,000, $2 million for a holographic work of art.
I don't know.
And then it starts to degrade. So the question is, I mean, there are paintings we just saw last night in that building that are hundreds of years old. And they're sitting there, and people walking in, and there's all kinds of environmental conditions that are present that shift in the seasons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Some people might even smoke in the room, whatever. The point is, bada bing, hundreds of years later, there they are. What have you?
Well, I can't say anything, but problem or topics. It's not only the hologram, but also the work and of the new media, I think, and also the contemporary art. Even the material, even the artists use the classical material, but the contemporary art, some of them, the installation work, and then the light just 1 month, and then sometimes go on. And it's, I think, the situation, holography work, and then other contemporary work, maybe we stand in a very similar situation, I think.
Well, it's a little bit ironic, and maybe this is going to be talked up tonight, and I shouldn't be left, you know, dragging this on any further. But my point of it is this. We have a room full of scientists and artists. We ostensibly will get big bucks for what we do at some point in the imaginary future. At a time...
Okay. Okay.
Well, you don't like to.
Guys, Mark,
anyway,
get to the point.
Somewhere within the material science development field and the issues of archivability are directly linked to the way the art market perceives the value of the piece that goes away. Done.
Thank you. So, Setsu Ishii, thank you very much.